boys and girls and no other summer. Made a banner that was a bad mother.
Don't pass.
Not us.
It's the sport of kings. Rather than down the rings.
Football.
Ha ha ha. My name is Fitch. And as you know, I used to sit on the bench.
Welcome to the Married with Picks podcast, season 4, episode 10, week 10. I zoned out for a minute there. All right, Steve. So, week 10, we're officially halfway through the season.
All right. Last week was tough.
I guess it wasn't. There were some crazy games at 1 o'clock, but
yeah.
Other than that, it was decent. All right. So week 10, we have 4 teams on bye: Dolphins, Eagles, Chiefs, Rams. We have one more Germany game. So first game is the Colts at the Patriots in Germany. Colts are favored by 1.5. And I have nothing on this game. I can't with the Patriots right now. Last week was pretty tough. Did you know that Jalen Reagor is a Patriot? I mean, that just goes to show you how bad it is in New England.
Desperation. They're 2-7.
It's total desperation. Like, who's taking a flyer on Jalen Reagor? He can't catch a ball.
Yeah, it's
and he proved it last week.
But if anybody can get him going, it's Belichick and the Patriots.
The ball went right through his hands. Typical. So, I mean, I would lean Patriots, but I'm not going to do it because I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Patriots here. I think playing in the road, Germany's definitely.
I'm sure Belichick loves traveling to Germany too.
I think he does.
To play. Rethink?
I think they like Germany.
I think
they
Belichick likes to sit in his office.
Yeah, well, definitely doesn't like to go home.
So I don't think it's a good thing for him.
I mean, I really like New England here, though. I think it's a good spot. I mean, 2-7. Are they going to go 2-8? And if Indianapolis wins this game, they're 5-5.
Did you ever think they would be 2-7?
Did you think Indianapolis would be 5-5? You know, they win this game. They're 500 and they're could be looking at a spot.
Yeah.
They're in the
And I don't think Gardner Minshew has ever faced Belichick before, but that means nothing at
this point.
Well,
that's the other thing. Do you think Gardner Minshew is going to, you know, we constantly talk about Belichick being able to scheme up bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, but he can't now. He didn't last week.
Yeah. Well, so are you like not making a pick on this game?
I'm not.
It sounds like you're
pick.
Anti-New England, but you don't want to go against New England.
Well, it sounds like you
like the Colts.
My problem is that normally, like, that's the angle I would play, the Patriots, Bill Belichick, and I just don't have that this year, so I can't do it. Like, it didn't work out last week.
Because you don't like them, I'm going to play them. New England's 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 at home versus Indy. I know we're not really at home, but they're the home team designated. Indy's 1-9 straight up against the spread, or against the spread in the last 10 versus New England. 1-9, so...
Yeah, but that means nothing. They're different teams.
I like New England.
All right. I'm going to write you down there.
Please. Please do.
All right. So next game is...
Indy won on the road last week. You know, that was their game. I think New England gets one back here. It's the ebb and flow of the season schedule. Again, Indy wins this game to go 5-5. I like them. I like New England here.
All right. Next game is the 49ers at the Jaguars. 49ers are favored by 3. So this is an interesting game. Both teams are coming off the bye. The Jags have won 5 straight. The 49ers lost their last 3 before the bye. So they have Trent Williams is going to be a game time decision. It sounds like he probably will play, but they're calling him a game time decision. They are getting Deebo Samuel back. And I don't know, like, Deebo's been out 3 games. They've lost 3 games. Like, is it
exactly
that simple? It can't be. But
it is. They lost their swagger. They didn't look good. The last time Deebo was on the field, they beat the Cowboys 42-10. So I'm going with the Deebo factor here. San Fran's 5-0 the last 5 against the spread versus Jacksonville. And Jacksonville, I think, you know, coming off the bye, what are they, 6-2? Jacksonville 6-2 leading the division. They're 2 games above Houston. So this is more of a, let's say, desperation spot for San Francisco, right, who's 5-3 now, tied with Seattle. So if they lost this game and Seattle won, they'd be out of the division lead. And if the Rams win, you know, they're going to be inching that much closer to San Fran. So that's right. They're off. So we'll just stick with Seattle. They're tied with them to win, lead the division. As you said, they lost their last three. But I think the key here is Debo comes back, and Debo is the Niners. They didn't have enough weapons for Purdy to get, you know, if they could just concentrate on Ayuk, everybody's going to let CMC go a little bit, but tighten up at the goal line, and that's caused problems. So when you have Debo in there, not only do you have the receiving threat, but you have the running threat as well. So that's why I'm wearing the San Fran jersey. The Eagles are off. It's technically a Joe Montana jersey, so it's a throwback.
How old is that thing?
Oh, it's pretty old, but it's beautiful. Joe Montana. You got to like it.
Nice.
I'm going to take the Niners.
All right, I'm with you there. All right, next game is the Saints at the Vikings. I don't really have much on this game. A lot of people, from what I've heard on the radio and stuff, are on the Vikings, which kind of surprises me. I like Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs came in last week off the bench after being with the team for 2 days, not even knowing people's names, and got the victory. Saints defense is better. They don't always come through for you like they didn't last week. So I don't know if we can trust them, but I don't know if I trust Josh Dobbs to get it done on a continuing basis. While he has come into some of these games and surprised us, he hasn't done it consistently. So I don't have a play on this game.
I do. I like New Orleans. I think it's a good spot for them. Both of these teams are 5-4. New Orleans comes in at 3-2 away from home, which is a pretty good record for them. So typically they dominate at home, give up a little bit on the road, but their defense has been playing strong all year. So I think that this is not going to be a game where Dobbs can, you know, run around the ends and pick up significant yardage like he did last week. They're 1-3, the Vikings. They're 1-3 at home. I know Dobbs is a new look, but he's clearly has no time in the system. And I think it's going to hurt him this week when he goes against a formidable defense in the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are 4-1 in their last five against the spread versus the Vikes. I like them.
All right. I mean, I would probably lean Saints too, but all right.
Next. Carr's starting to play a little bit better in this offense. You haven't noticed. He's putting up some points like from a fantasy perspective.
I don't know. Last week's game, they totally had a chance to cover and they didn't. And that's what annoys me. So, all right. Next game is the Titans at the Bucks. Bucks are favored by 1.5. So we saw what CJ Stroud and the Texans did to the Bucks last week. I'm expecting the same out of Will Levis and DeAndre Hopkins. I was going to wear this last week, but they lost Thursday night to the Steelers, so I couldn't. So I figured I'll get it out now. I mean, it could be a total disappointment, but Will Levis looked good in his first start. He looked good last week against the Steelers, even though they didn't get it done. He's definitely got the arm. I always like the Titans as a dog, and I still don't like Baker Mayfield. So Titans all day on this one.
And Tampa's lost 4 in a row. And you know, you want to take Tennessee here, but I think this just might be a spot for Tampa Bay to win. They've lost 4 in a row. It's tough to lose 5 in a row, but I guess you could keep rolling with them. I like Tennessee better than I like Tampa Bay, but I think it feels like a Tampa Bay spot. I really don't have a pick here. I don't like Tampa enough to take them, so I'm going to leave it alone.
How do you not like the Titans?
They scared me last week. I liked Tennessee last week. I thought that, you know, Pittsburgh was in a spot to get beaten, and I didn't think that Levis looked that good compared to what you're saying.
Well, you got to understand that the offensive line in Tennessee is not good, but he's standing in the pocket and he's throwing the ball.
What concerns me is he has the first good game and everybody starts like, oh yeah,
well, I understand
their first impression of Levis. So you're going to keep taking Tennessee as he falters the first couple of games after that. So that's what I worry about. I don't want to fall in love with this guy because he had a great first game. He looked bad last week.
I don't think he looked bad.
I do.
Well, I don't think he did. I thought he looked good under the circumstances.
How many points did they score?
It's not about that, though. All right. Moving on.
Don't like it.
Okay. You don't have to. Browns at the Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. This is a division game.
Man, you're jumping all over the place.
Well, I can't help the way that I go by what FanDuel has.
Okay.
So maybe next time you should check.
I'll adjust to you, babe. I'm good. I just had to make one comment.
Okay.
Because I'm back and forth. It's bad this week.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So this is a division game. Lots of people are all over the Ravens after their dominant performances against the Lions a couple weeks ago and the Seahawks last week. Browns have a very good defense. These teams played back in week four, but that was the game that DTR started for the Browns. Ravens won that game 28-3. I don't really trust Deshaun Watson, but I do trust the Browns defense. Most of the games between these teams have been tighter, although the Ravens do hold the advantage in the win category. But I think I got to go with the points here and take the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the same side. The first time they played, it was 28-3, but it was Darian Thompson Robinson with zero touchdowns and three interceptions for the game. So it wasn't Deshaun Watson. I think everybody's kind of fallen in love with Baltimore, like you said. I mean, I don't want to repeat exactly what you said, but they rolled Detroit. You know what I mean? And I think people really started to believe in Baltimore. And then last week's shellacking of Seattle really has people talking about Baltimore. I think this is Cleveland, at least keeps it close enough. You know, I think 6.5 right now is what I see. I believe it's going to kick off at least 7. But I would take the points with Cleveland. They have at least a good defense and they're familiar enough with Lamar Jackson against a division game. So they should be able to keep this close. I also like this for my buck the trend game. The trend is that Cleveland is 2-6 in their last 8 against the spread versus Baltimore. So not a really good record. I'm going to take Cleveland to buck that trend.
Okay, good. All right, we're on the same side there. All right, next game is the Texans at the Bengals. Bengals are favored by 6.5. So we have a lot of injuries in this game. On the Bengals side, T. Higgins has already been ruled out. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. And Ja'Marr Chase is questionable with his back injury from last week. So I guess they're acting like he's going to play, but that could be a little bit of gamesmanship. And there's no guarantee that he makes it through the entire game because they didn't do much last week. Texans have not been as good on the road. They have 23 players on their injury report. Nico Collins has already been ruled out. And they had an issue with their kicker last week, which is part of the reason they didn't cover last week. So that's something to keep an eye on. Another thing worth mentioning is that the Bengals play the Ravens on Thursday. And this is a big game for them because of the way that they started the season. They have 2 losses in the division. It's a very competitive division at this point in the season. So the Bengals desperately need the win in, or I don't know where the game is, against Baltimore. So it could be a bit of a look ahead spot for them. The Texans looked good last week. The kicker thing on their side worries me.
It's back to back Baltimore home games.
But I got to take the points and go with the Texans. One other thing I wanted to mention is that the Texans were without their running back, Damian Pierce, last week. And Devin Singletary wasn't really effective. I almost think maybe that played to their advantage because they ran the ball less. So he's also been ruled out for this game. So that could force them to pass a little more than they want to, which didn't work out so bad last week. So I think that's actually a good thing for them.
I mean, it's tough with all the injuries with Cincinnati. I mean, you still have Tyler Boyd there if Chase can't play. But, I mean, you know, you're losing Higgins already. If Chase can't play, or he could start and, you know, not make it through the game if he gets injured, his back injuries could flare up quickly with one hit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't like it. It's a tough game. But if I had to bet it, I would take Houston. I mean, it's just too many X factors with Cincinnati right now.
Okay. Yeah.
With the injuries.
But watch the kicker because the kicker could really come into play.
So where was the kicker? The issue
he got hurt in the game. So they
actually or Houston,
the Texans.
Okay.
So they actually had their like third string running back kicked
extra points.
Well, he kicked a field goal, but when it came down and they scored the last touchdown at the very end of the game, they didn't want to kick the extra point, and then they didn't want to go for a 2-point conversion either. So he basically just took a knee. So that is why it finished in the middle. Like it would have been a cover on their side if they had just kicked the extra point. So like things like that matter with the kicker. So something to keep an eye on. So what did you say your pick was here?
I said, if you had to take it, take Houston, but I really don't have a pick.
Okay. Thought you were a big Joe Burrow guy.
I am a big Joe Burrow guy, but I don't like with T. Higgins and Chase coming out. I mean, it's how can you talk? You don't know if Chase is playing or not. I don't like it if Chase is not playing. Okay. If Chase is playing, it's enough that they could go beat Houston, but
what if he plays and he's not 100%?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it. It's too many X factors.
All right.
If you want me to turn back to rewind. Too many X factors. Don't know what's going on with this game.
Okay.
I don't really like it.
All right. All right. Next game is the Packers at the Steelers. Steelers are favored by 3. So I'm pretty consistent in feeling that the Packers just are not good. Jordan Love is not good. Steelers defense is good. I hate the Steelers. I hate Mike Tomlin. I gotta take them in this matchup. So it probably means that the Packers win this game outright, because anytime I bet the Steelers, it goes the opposite.
I hate the Packers too, and I feel the same way.
Like, but I almost feel like this line is wrong, because don't you think it should be higher? Like, Steelers are at home and they're only 3-point favorites against the Packers.
Like, I don't know. I feel like they've been getting the Green Bay Packers line wrong all season. Like, there's too much credit going to them. So I feel like in a bad place with Green Bay, you know. I feel like this is like a place that this is a spot that you're looking at, and like most people are going to take Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I think it's a loss. I don't, you know, it's not going to be 3 points. I think it's going to be more than 3, especially if there's a hook on it. I'd take Green Bay with the hook. Somehow they keep it close. Like, Pittsburgh can't score like 30 points, right, against them.
Yeah, but the Packers can't score against anybody. Are they going to score against the Steelers defense?
It's like a 17-16, 17-14 game and get that hook and take Green Bay.
Well, I definitely don't like it with the hook, but if it stays at 3.
Yeah, it's a bad game. Horrible game. Yeah,
I know.
Two bad teams take the points.
Mm. All right. All right, next game is the Falcons at the Cardinals. Falcons are favored by 1.5. Kyler Murray will be back.
He's back.
He's back.
The same week of the release of Call of Duty? Is that what's going on?
So he's back. It will be Taylor Heinicke in at quarterback again for the Falcons. I like Heinicke, but Murray's just too much of a wild card at this point. We don't know what to expect from him.
Well, he's going to be rusty, right?
So I mean, he hasn't played all season. You know?
But like I just said, I mean, it was kind of a joke, but I believe the release of Call of Duty was this week, and they pretty much have proven that every time they release a new version of Call of Duty, that Kyler Murray doesn't play well the next week because he spends all week playing the game and not studying the game plan.
Well, according to Jonathan Gannon, he's been in the building. He's focused on quarterbacking this team.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is he's been out for so long. Maybe he's gotten the gaming out of his system a little bit, and he's hungry to get back on the field, and he's actually paid attention to the playbook. So we'll have to see.
But I guess,
I'm not taking Kyler Murray. I would take Atlanta, but Atlanta's kind of been disappointing the last couple of weeks. But this feels like an Atlanta spot. Like you're sour on Atlanta, and this is where they come and they get Arizona. I mean, listen, Arizona's only 1.5-point. Dog. They are a home dog, but still, I see Atlanta winning this game.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta see Kyler Murray on the field before I can.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next game is the Lions at the Chargers. Lions are 3-point favorites. They are coming off the bye week. Chargers obviously have been without Mike Williams. They are now going to be without Josh Palmer. That pretty much leaves them with Keenan Allen, who has been reliable, but he's getting up there, and he looked a little slow the last game. So Austin Eckler has not been effective since he's come back. So I don't need an excuse to take the Lions here.
Yeah, I think that this is just I can't get over the Lions being 3-point road favorites against the Chargers. I don't care who's injured on the wide receiver core. They do still have Eckler. They can throw the ball. They've got Parnum. They got a couple guys that can play. The Quinton guy, there's another guy who returned a kickoff that's playing wide receiver that returned the opening kickoff. Not the opening kickoff, but the opening score of the game last week in the San Diego game was a kickoff return or a punt return. So I think they have enough weapons that they can go get Detroit. I just don't like Detroit being a road 3-point favorite in this spot.
Well, with a 6-2 record, why don't they deserve to be a 3-point favorite?
Well, I just don't think that they have that strong of a schedule. I mean, I like Detroit. I'm not going to sit here and argue you against Detroit. This is a bad spot for Detroit. I wouldn't lay 3 points, and that's why I wouldn't. I don't care that they're 6-2.
Why is it a bad spot?
They shouldn't be going on the road
in their
conference game. They shouldn't be coming off the road.
All right,
in their conference game.
Chargers. You like the Chargers? I like the Lions.
You'd bet.
Okay.
Boom. 3 points.
Yep. All right, next game.
How about 3.5?
No.
I see it's 3.5 down there.
I see 3. All right. Next game, Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys are 17.5 point favorites. These teams obviously played week one. The Cowboys won that game 40-0. Things have only gotten worse for the Giants. Daniel Jones is out. It will be Tommy DeVito starting at quarterback. I mean, it's a big line, but I don't see.
Would they win by 40 the opening
game?
Yeah,
I mean.
It's tough to like. You're like, there's way too many points. And you start thinking about it. You're not, like, is it really though. Too many?
I know. Like, that's the crazy part.
But Dallas is coming off that tough game against the Eagles.
But yeah, I mean, I guess.
Typically, you come off those tough games. Like, people are banged up and injured and you don't play as well the next week.
Yeah, they don't even have to play that well, though.
I think I would take the points, honestly.
I would not.
Listen, you talk about it. I think I would take the points.
I mean, I would.
I'm not going
to
touch the game.
I'll line it down to like at least 13.5.
And take Dallas.
And put it in with something else. But, I mean, they could easily cover it.
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
Yeah. All right. Next game is the Commanders at the Seahawks. Seahawks are 5.5 point favorites. I don't have a strong take on this game. Like, the Commanders, is Sam Howell actually good? Question mark.
I don't think he's good yet, but he has potential.
Well, I mean, he engaged in a couple shootouts with you guys, right?
Doesn't mean anything. Our defense, our secondary.
Your defense is not good, but I mean, he can move the ball. Right.
When it was said and done, he was making mistakes in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, I'm not sold on him yet.
I mean, Seahawks just got. I feel like they've been overrated. And if you look at their schedule and the games that they've played, a lot of their wins were against bad teams. But I guess what worries me is that they got embarrassed last week. They're back at home. Washington's got to travel across the country.
Let me ask you this.
So you could chalk it up as a bounce back spot for Seattle. This line has come down, though.
It's 6, right?
Well, I had 5.5, but right. I feel like it was higher.
So let's just say Seattle doesn't. Let's just say they play a tight game with Baltimore last week in Baltimore. 3-point game, win or loss. Do you feel like if that's the case, that they're not just coming off that blowout, that this line is a lot higher?
No.
I mean, Kenneth Walker is a little banged up, right? So it's still questionable whether he's playing.
I don't know.
And they have the rookie Carbonet.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's DK Metcalf? Because he was like questionable last week. Did he even play last week?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because there's a couple like new guys that I've seen, like one of those three name guys. But I don't know. I just could see this being a shootout type game.
Well, I look at last week. I don't really worry about it. It's an interconference game, and it's just almost like they kind of blew it off, and they're coming back home against a poor Washington team. I mean, listen, Washington's not really that good. I mean, what are they? Kind of good compared to the rest of the mediocre teams that are there? I mean,
other than their game against the Bills, where they absolutely got shut down, they have played some competitive games with the Eagles. They beat the Patriots.
I mean, you guys kind of write that off. We always battle with the Commanders.
No, you always struggle with the Redskins.
Battle, yeah.
Struggle.
It's a battle.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's a battle.
Because
the Redskins are 4-5. If they win this game, they're going to go to 500 and be a contender to make the playoffs. I mean,
but if Seattle wins this game, they're going to be on top of the division. Still.
Exactly.
And Seattle, they don't deserve to be there
Seattle's
either.
Looking at this game. Listen. Last week was interconference games. Sometimes these games get imbalanced and it's not as important in the standings. And some teams know that. And that's why they play poorly against the interconference
games. All right, so how are they going to play this week?
They're 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 against the NFC opponents.
But how are they going to play this week?
They're going to win. This line's too short. It should be at least 10. I like what? Seattle.
Should be at least 10?
Seattle.
No, I'm not taking.
5.5. You said 5.5.
I don't know if I want to take the Commanders.
Oh, come on, Sam Howell. Is he good?
That was a question. I want to know the answer.
Yeah, no, he's no good. Seattle, all the way.
All right. I don't have a strong take on this. I would lean Commanders. Next game, Jets at Raiders. Jets are favored by a point. So the Raiders got their big FU Josh McDaniel win last week. It was against the Giants. So that was kind of a perfect setup for them. Jets do have a much better defense, but they do have Zach Wilson. And it kind of occurred to me today, like, not only is it Zach Wilson, but let's not forget that it's Nathaniel Hackett, who we remember last year sucked as the coach in Denver and probably was only the Jets' offensive coordinator because of Aaron Rodgers. So he's not helping the cause. Their offensive line is bad, which is the reason they don't have Rodgers. So I don't know if we can blame Zach Wilson fully. So I think the Jets do have the better defense. I don't know what to expect from the Raiders this week. I would lean Jets.
They clearly rolled last week because they got rid of McDaniels, right? And it was like that. And we talked about it last week on the podcast, at least I did, about I really like the Raiders because they're so relieved to get rid of this guy. I think you're on the same side. And they played like it. They played loose and relaxed. And you could see like they won the game against the Giants and they acted like it was the Super Bowl. But, you know, can you count on that kind of performance this week? Like a repeat of the yeehaw, the witch is dead?
Well, and I mean, it was against the Giants, so I don't know how hard it was.
This is a real defense.
Like, it's going to be harder this week.
This is a real defense. Say what you want about the offense and Hackett and the offensive line. Flayla's got this defense playing, boy.
Yeah.
From day one that he showed up to New York. And I think when you look at the four different teams here in this game, right? The Jets' offense and defense and the Raiders' offense and defense, clearly the number one unit is the Jets' defense.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of the other units drastically separate themselves. Like probably the next best is the Raiders offense, but you know, they're going to be hopefully tampered by the Jets defense. Garoppolo is not that good. He doesn't scare me.
And it's not Garoppolo.
Who is it?
Garoppolo's out.
Okay.
It's Aiden O'Connell.
Oh yeah. Even worse. Let's go Jets.
So, I mean, I'm with you, but it's not like
I thought it was Garoppolo. I think they would have a better shot with Garoppolo.
Well, yeah, I think so too. But all right. And then the final game of the week is the Broncos at the Bills. Bills are favored by 7. So Bills are 5-4 on the season. They definitely need this win or they would be a 500 team. So the Bills traditionally will beat up on bad teams. I guess the question is, do we consider the Broncos a bad team at this point?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they've come a long way since they gave up 70 points to the Dolphins. Like, the defense is playing much better. They're coming off the bye. The Bills are very banged up on defense specifically. I'm not sure that Allen's shoulder is 100%. It's a Monday night game that always worries me. I do think the Bills will get the win, but I wouldn't be surprised if it settles somewhere in the middle.
If I told you one of these two teams was 7-0, the last seven times Denver has played Buffalo, 7-0 against the spread, who do you think it is?
Denver.
No, it's Buffalo, clearly. Denver sucks.
Well, I thought you were
sucked for a while. I'll take Buffalo all day, 8-0 against the spread.
Well, they haven't covered a spread in the past 5 weeks.
Well, this is it.
You feel that strongly about it?
I like it.
Okay. I mean, I like the Bills too. I just don't know that they cover, especially on Monday night.
I don't expect Denver to step up, and I think that their offense gets on.
I don't think you're giving Denver enough credit.
I don't think that their defense can stand up against Buffalo's offense.
Okay.
Is Leonard Fournette playing yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. I like Buffalo.
All right.
Break out the tables.
I lean Buffalo. All right.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
That's what Chris Berman used to always say.
Gotcha.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. That's it for this week. What is it? Week 10?
Week 10.
All right. Good luck.
Hopefully, peace out.
It's a winning week.
Peace out.